Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Do you want to transform your life mentally, physically, and spiritually? Or maybe you want to understand how to strengthen your professional and personal life. Well, Reiki Services is proud to announce its Holistic Transformation Expo on October 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Horizon School in Atlanta, located at 1900 DeKalb Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. To find out more information about this transformation of a lifetime, go to www.reikiservices.com. That's www.reikeeservices.com. Spiritually, Reiki your life and open doors to new opportunities.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, Jack Armstrong. Thank you, thank you. It's time for roll call. Who are you? What are you? Are you present or are you pre-sent? We get to find out.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, everybody is in the house because the I Am presence is here. We know who we are. We know how wonderful we are. And we're going on a date with God. We're going on a date. You ready? Are you prepared for your date? Are you running around trying to figure out what you're going to wear? Or are you coming just as you are? That's all that's needed. Come as you are. If you had a date with God, how will you show up? What would you do? What would you talk about? Let's go within and find out. Ricky Byers Beckwith from Within. We'll be back. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. within. That's where you begin to see eternity. We're on a date with God today. We keep by His beckoning. You gotta go within. You gotta go within to sit at a table with the God of your understanding. Yes, I love it when it all comes together from within, which is where I'm coming from today. I'm coming from within. So, yes, Ricky Byers Beckwith. Her website address is weletitbe.com. If that's too much for you to remember, go to rickybb.com. But we let it be simple. Come on now, you can work that out. Just go within if you're confused. Yes, we are back. We are here. All of us are here. Thank you all for tuning in from within, the place we must take ourselves to so that we can strengthen our spiritual muscles, so we may rejuvenate our mind, body, and spirit, so we may remember who we are, that we are truly one with the divine, that we are one with each other, that we are interconnected and interrelated. If you don't go within, guess what? You go without. And when you go without, people get on your nerves. When people get on your nerves, you think it's a horrible world. But you, just you, you didn't go in. You didn't go within. Life is for you, not against you. And it's truly not a problem to solve. Life is not a problem to solve. So if you're having any problems, it's an illusion. And if you're having problems, it's okay to call it a problem. It's okay to call it a challenge. Whatever you want to call it. But just use the opportunity to go within and ask, what do I need to see here? How can I be different? Who must I become in order to be the place where the solution and the answer is revealed? It's the work of the gladiators. And I'm not talking about scandal. I'm talking about the spiritual gladiators, though, the people who are here to do some real work. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and you make a difference because you can't help it. You make a difference because you exist, and you can take it to the next level by living, saying, I already make a difference just by my existence. Let me live life fully. And do something that will transform me and the planet. As a matter of fact, I want to do something different today. Let me just see what I can do to transform the planet. How I can be of service. Because I know that I only get to keep what I give away. So if I'm going through a challenge today, just for today, I'm going to take my attention off my issues, my drama, my pain, my finances. I'm just going to see, how can I be a lover unto somebody else? How can I be a healer unto somebody else? How can I be an answered prayer for somebody else today? Just for today. I might pick up my issues tomorrow, but just for today, I'm going to make a difference in somebody's life. You do that sincerely. You would deny the fact that you had issues. And even if you can recognize and you see it, you have letters and stuff and people that remind you there's things that need to be worked through, you understand that, oh, okay, just things that keep me present. You know, the challenges that we have, they're like the our accountability partners. You know, I talk about having accountability partners when we are setting the intention to do something different. Life also presents us with accountability partners. They come in the form of bills, of a job, relationship, not enough money, foreclosure, health challenge, whatever it is, anything that's challenging you, they're just simply accountability partners. But how is that possible? They're holding you accountable to stay true to what is true. Yes, stay true to what is true. Focus on the light. Don't run from the darkness. Don't be afraid of the darkness. You're already the light. The darkness is filled with unlimited potential. It wants to bless you. Everything that was created came from that place where there's so-called no light, but there's light everywhere. But it's to the human eyes, it's dark. And we see this dark and we run from it because we're scared of the dark. We're scared of ourselves if you're scared of the dark. You know that, right? You're scared of yourself. Because every good thing comes from a dark place. Even a great idea, something, a thought you had, comes from a deep, deep, deep inside of you. So embrace and give thanks for your accountability partners. Because they're here to hold you accountable to the mission you came on this planet to deliver. He said, I got it. Come on, God, please. Source spirit, oh, please, I can do that. I'll be back. I'll be back. So, whoa, careful, slow down. No, it's okay, I got this. And you went, gliding through the fallopian tube and just, ouch, this hurts. And by the time you went through all that pain, you forgot while you were coming through. And just as you almost remembered, they slapped you. Ow! What you hitting me for? And that was people who loved you wanted to make sure you were alive because they weren't tuned in to know that just because you ain't saying nothing doesn't mean you're dead. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. But anyway, where was I? How did I even get on that? I don't know. Somebody needed to hear it. I did. I know that much. And that's good enough for me. Let's breathe in. Let's join together in this sacred fire of transformation. This fire of growth of love. This fire of unity. This fire reminds us that we are one, we need each other. So whatever you're moving through, that's just challenging, just throw it into the fire right now. Throw it in, you got a date with God, this is the time to do it. And the good thing about it is you can put all your issues there because we don't even see it. Sometimes people hold on to their issues. Well, I don't want people to know I got that kind of issue. You don't want that issue. Let it go. Humans, we're so complex. And God is so simple. So anyway, welcome to your date with God. And I want to welcome you officially. Good afternoon, good evening. I think I did that already, didn't I? Yeah, I think I did. I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, just keep it moving. I think I welcomed you already, and if I didn't, I know I did, but I did. Well, I don't know if I did, but I think I did. It feels like I did. Never mind. I've lost it. I'm on a date with God, so I'm just going to show up with my crazy self. Now, I got some questions for you about being on a date with God, but I'm not going to share that question yet. I just want to welcome all of you that are listening on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. I see my brother, Flacco. I am hugging you spiritually for who you are. How you walk on this planet, what you inspire in people, Flacco. You inspire me, and I thank you so much. And the other listeners, those of you in the chat room, love and happiness, Tia. We got the Skater Kai, I guess. Olivia. Oh, because I was talking about Scandal. Don't be trying to distract me, Casper. And all the silent listeners, thank you all for tuning in. I also want to welcome our Within Radio listeners. Thank you for listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And those of you listening on archive, I am grateful to share my life, my experience, your life, your experience. It is a blessing to share with one another. And Celeste is not here. She's kind of here in the background, taking it nice and easy. So she said, you have to do the announcement, and you can't mess it up this time, or else, well, you better be glad I can't do it myself. Okay, I'm making up stuff now. Let me tell you some things about what's going on here. As we have the table and the servers are coming to serve us, because we're on a date with God. And I'm gonna throw out one question while I give you the announcement. I want you to just ponder this. You may have read it in the description, and even if you have, I want you to ponder it again. If you had a date with God, what questions would you ask? What questions would you ask God? There's more, but I'll let you just sit with that for a minute. So, the announcements. Today's Wednesday, right? Yes, it is. What do I need to tell you? Somebody's telling me something. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. Let me see if I can reach for the book. See? What would I do without Phyllis? I will forget a lot of things, that's for sure. Well, no, not a lot of things, but things that I need to say. I can't be putting that out there like that. I got to choose my words wisely, even while I'm being funny, because the subconscious mind can't take a joke. That's a whole nother conversation. Okay, so announcements. So, before I do the announcement, I got a question. Another question for you. Come closer. And if there are children around, bring them closer too. But I just want to talk to you just a few. Have you played with yourself today? What's so funny? It's a question. Have you played with yourself today? Why are you looking at me like that? All right, let me go somebody else. You need to expand your consciousness because you can't stay focused. And even if you're thinking something else, that's good too. So anyway, those are one to know. Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself? Have you passionately loved and appreciate yourself? P-L-A-Y, passionately love and appreciate yourself. Today, have you taken time to just breathe in and give thanks for the fact that you're in this body, that you're breathing, that you can think, that you can walk, and even if you can't, the fact that you're up, the fact that you can hear this conversation, the fact that you're here, to just feel your own body, feel your spirit body, just sit with your emotional body, and just breathe in and find one or two things to be grateful for. And see that you make a difference. And on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, Ambassador is here to support you in playing with yourself, in loving yourself, in appreciating yourself, passionately, purposefully. And she's here 7 p.m. Eastern. The show is called The Play Experience with Ambassador Sophera. On Sunday, we take you to the celestial realm. That's not the best sound effect, but anyway. My singing voice is not up at this time, because my singing voice wouldn't. Ooh, we take it to a whole new level. But anyway, you just kind of imagine the sound of the celestial song, of the angels singing. Yes, Celeste takes you there on Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, and the show is Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where she used numbers and whatever comes up and tarot cards and movies to inspire you, to help you embrace the truth of who you are. And on Friday, as you know, if you don't, you will now, the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. Oh, let me do Celeste's voice. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show is syndicated? I think that's how she says it. Now you do. Every Friday on Within Radio at 8 p.m. Eastern. To find out more information, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. And now, family, I just also want to tell you that Life Coach Ade has a new show on 1-2 Radio. That's right. He's very busy. I'm doing Celeste's voice. In my own head, that's what it sounds like. Life Coach Ade has a new show. You get to hear a new side of him. And he plays music that touches your soul, that inspires you, that pulls you, draws you closer to the one you love. Oh, you want to check him. Did you miss him last week? Well, you missed a great show. Okay, stop it. Yes, I got a new show on Within Radio. 1-2, not Within Radio, 1-2 Radio, the home of Mark Hussain. And the show, gosh, I don't know what God was doing when that was created. I'm going to find out because I'm on a date with God. That's the question I'll ask God. What were you thinking? What were you feeling when you created me? Because I think you just wanted to just mess with people when you created me. And the new show is called The Sounds of Soul, where we play music that inspires and touches you and honor all part of our humanity, the grieving side, the joyful side, the sad side, the excited side, all the sides, everything that makes us who we are. And what else do I need to tell you? Yes, the theme is Say Yes to Love. That's the theme for the month. And to find out more about Life Conversations Radio, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And that's the same place you can donate to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. If the show has inspired you, touched you in any way you want to give, share, tithe, whatever label you want to give it, we invite you to do that. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. There is donate button. Well, there's a donate button. You can find it. But the easiest for me, because I don't want to think right now. I just want to be open. Celeste's trying to give me the steps. Yeah, okay, there's a donate button. You can find it, because if you really want to give, you find whatever you want to find. But if you don't really want to do a lot of work, because you just can't wait to give, and you don't need steps, you can go to the fan pages, which I now call the land pages. That's like page and fan page put together. So you put like and fan together, I say you got land page. So you can go to the land pages. We have the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I'm shaking my head at myself. So don't worry, you can roll your eyes at me all you want. But anyway, it's the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show land page, or you can go to the Life Conversations Radio land page. There's a donate button. Click that and share your love. Okay, I think that's it, right? Celeste, is that everything? Oh, okay. I can't say that now. Too late. But what you said is real nice. I should have said that like that. Oh, that was awesome. See, I can't do it as good as you, so I'm going to stay in my lane. So anyway, I think that's it. What else? I got my note here. There's a song. I'm not going to play it right yet, but I kept hearing it. And when I hear songs like that, I just go ahead and say, yes, I do it, I let it be. And but I'm going to play that sometime between now and when I play it. Today's topic, today's conversation, is a question. Are you ready? You heard it already, right? But I want you to hear it differently. If you had a date with God, what would you ask God? How would you prepare for this intimate date with God? Would you put on your finest attire? Would you prepare in advance? I'll leave those questions for you. There's more. And the premise, well, it's not so much a premise, it's what I was hearing. So, really, I am interested in hearing from you listeners, and I got my thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts as well. If you're on a date with God, what would you want to know? What would you ask? What would you talk about? Now, I know we can get spiritual about this conversation, get very intellectual. Well, I am God. I know that. Yes, I get it. I'm the first to say that. I'm the first, not first and you last, but you know what I mean. Words. I get that. But there's something about being in this human body and being a creative being. We have the power to create, to imagine, to visualize different perspective so we can see the fullness of life. So if you're on a date with God, really, what kind of conversations would you have with God? Would you talk about the things that are only working in your life? Will you just say, God, why did you take my mom? Why did you take my father? Why did you take my children? Why are you not blessing me? Would you ask questions? Would you bring all of you? Here's one. Which restaurant would you take God to for this special date? Or would you take God to a restaurant? And, you know that you've got the, you just got the invitation and they said, you have a date with God. Would you post it on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest? Would you say, oh, I got a date with God? Or would you keep it secret? Would you like, no, I can't tell anybody. Would you tell your family that, mom, dad, hobby, children, I'm going to be busy next week because I have a date with God? The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Feel free, well, not feel free, when you call the number, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. You can feel free, but press 1 so we know you've got a question, comment, or thought. You want to share your thoughts. And we also invite you to post your thoughts, your comments, your doubts, your worries, your fears on the land pages, the like pages or fan pages, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show or the Life Conversations Radio fan page. I know you can post in the chat room too. I do my best to get to that. It's just with I'm looking in the chat room. But the chat room, sometimes it's hard to kind of figure out who's saying what or what they're talking about. So yes. This is the time. This is the song I was hearing today. And then I saw an interesting article. And I'll say this, that this song that I'm getting ready to play, I kept asking Spirit, why am I playing it? Not so much, it's not that I didn't want to play it, because I love it. I mean, when I heard it again this morning, it's like, there's something about it. And then I saw this article, and it talked about Oshun and the link between this song and Oshun. And actually, if anybody knows the translation of this song, let me know. What song is it? How are we going to tell you the translation if you don't tell us what song it is? Calm down. It's okay. We're on a date with God, okay? Just relax. So, this is Deva Pramon. Listen to the water. Oh, calm down. The title of this song is Ide Were Were. It's a chant, it's a mantra. I want to know the meaning of those words if you can find it, whoever you are. We're on a date with God, and we're being serenaded by the goddess Oshun, so we may have a lovely experience as we say yes to God.
Need When you say yes to God, when you say yes to life, you will have miracles or miracles and many things happening to you in the moment. And now, you know, sometimes you find things on Facebook, on the internet, and you've got to do a little bit more research. But I just saw something that I didn't see before. I know I'm talking over the song, aren't I? Yeah, because I know. Hey, you can go get your own copy. This is mine. It's mine. Give it. This is Deva Pramal. Idewerewere. It's I-D-E, three words, I-D-E-W-E-R-E-W-E-R-E. And I told you about an article that I saw. And this guy linked it to the Orisha Oshun. And if you don't know it, Google it. But she's all about femininity, and she's all about love and beauty. Water. When the Oshun goddess walks into the room, brothers have to bow. I don't care, even if it's a brother who's into another brother, they're like, woo! Because love has a way of doing that. So anyway, this article I saw about this song was talking about Deva Pramal sings about Oshun, but I didn't quite see the link. But then I just looked at the guy actually gave the words, and he wrote Oshun that, well, let's see. No, what am I doing? I got too many browsers open. Just bear with me here. Yeah, and he wrote the lyrics. Well, he typed the lyrics or wrote the lyrics. He put the lyrics there. There you go. And it's Idewerewere Nita Oshun. Now, I can't confirm or deny that, but that's what they wrote. I'm going through my own research. But regardless, even if Deva Pramal was saying Oshun or not, you can feel the Oshun energy. You can feel the love. So while you're on a date with God, and this is the music that's playing, listen to the piano. I'm taking it. We're going somewhere. Just to stay with it. Stay with this. We're going somewhere. And to find out more about Deva Pramal and her husband, Miten, their website address is Deva Pramal. No, DevaPramalMiten.com. And they're on tour right now, so they may be in your neighborhood. And if you go to their concert, you will have an experience like no other. So I have some questions for you. Today we're on a date with God. You've heard of Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God. And many people have had conversations with God. There's Reverend Deborah Johnson, the author or the downloader of the Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. And you may have heard of J.D. Messinger or not. He has a new book out, and it's called 11 Days in May. And JD Messenger is actually going to be joining us sometime this month. We're working on the details as we speak. And there are people who have had a conversation with God. And if you know anything about Conversations with God by, all of it, really. Well, for me, Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, The Sacred Yes by Reverend Deborah Johnson. When you hear the words of God, the goddess of spirit, of source, of the divine, whatever name you want to call it, when you hear the response, something about those words just speaks to our heart. It's just right. Yeah, we got the scientists. We got those who say, well, you know, how do we know they're talking to God? Well, do your research. I'm not interested in all of that. Because I know life is so mysterious. There's some things you will never have an answer to. There's some things you can get an answer to, and you can investigate Neil Donald Walsh, J.D. Messenger, Reverend Deborah. You can do that. I'm not interested. Because when you read truth, when you hear truth, when you taste truth, you will know it is true because you will feel it deep in your heart. So when you think of the questions you ask God in your life on this date, what you will talk about with God, where would you take God? Wherever you're going to take God, you just think about the answers you came up with. If you're going to post it on Facebook or not, on Twitter, on Instagram, on social, are you going to announce it to the world that you have a date with God? How would you prepare? Would you make sure you have your finest attire because it's God and you want to go with your best, your Sunday best? If God said, no, I don't want to go to a restaurant. Let's go to your house. Would you say, oh, no, my house is messy, God, you can't come to my house? Or would you say, hold on, I need to clean up? Whatever you come up with says a lot about you. You know, this spiritual truth, as you know, as I talked about, I believe even a foolish person can teach truth or speak truth. Let me put it that way. Teach, that word is very sacred. Can speak truth. You can drive down your neighborhood and someone say something and you say to yourself, oh my God, that's so true. But there's one thing, there's a difference when you embody it. So this question came for me yesterday, and as I was thinking about the show, it just dropped in my awareness, and I happened to catch it. And when you think of why do we listen to radio shows, watch Super Soul Sundays, why do we read a book on spirituality, why do we go to psychics, why do we go to readers? You know, all the things that we do in order to get a confirmation, affirmation about our existence on this planet. We are told that we are the answer. We are told that we are the light. We are told that we are one, that we are love. But somehow on this planet, on this earth, in our human experiences, we still are challenged. It's like, I know that I'm love, but I'm not feeling it. But if you know that you're love and you're not feeling it, what does it feel like? And how do you know you're not feeling it? Well, because I know what love feels like. Well, what if what you know about love is actually not the fullness of what love is? What if what you know about God is just a limited perception of what you've read so far? What if there's so much more? What if the challenges you're going through that you say, I'm going to date with God, God's got to answer this one for me. Because once I get the answer to this, my life will transform. What if you ask God the questions about your challenges and the answer still doesn't bring you peace, then what? What do you do? Because the truth is, in order to embody and experience this thing we call spiritual truth, we must embody it, we must live it, we must practice it. And sometimes it's not going to make sense. Here's a question I want to ask you that I didn't ask you before. If you had a date with God, which part of you would you hide? Be honest with yourself. Which part would you hide? A certain behavior? Would you hide the fact that you had a booty call last night? Like, oh my God, can God know that? Would you hide the fact that you're lying to yourself, you don't believe in yourself, you have low self-esteem? Would you lie to yourself about who you are in order to impress God? And here's something to think about. This would be a good question to ask later on, but I won't hold it because I know there's more that wants to come. Let me see. Should I hold it? Okay. I won't. I know I've been saying we're on a date with God right now, but when you think of your life, and the intuitive people know where I'm going already. Slow down. Don't go ahead of me. Stop showing off. You think of your life right now. What if you are on a date with God and God is just there sitting with you? And God says to you, God, goddess, you know, God has so many, that word God has so many interpretations, brings up all kind of stuff. So I like to play around and say goddess and source and spirit, the divine. The no thing that is everything is sitting with you. You're on a date with God right now, and even after the show, you're on a date with God. And everything that you do, God sees. Every thought that you think, God hears. Every prayer that you pray, God answers. And if you really live your life with that awareness. I mean, I'm not talking about this like a heady stuff. I'm not talking heady stuff. Like, yeah, I know I'm one with God. Well, I know I'm supposed to, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that I'm supposed to or I should or all that. You know, I'm talking about an inner knowing. It's like if someone came up to you, someone who knows you, and they say to you, I'm going to use my friend who is listening, who has been listening this week, and it's always nice to see her, Deborah. If I went to Deborah, my friend, and I said to her, hey, your name is Deborah, right? I know your name is Deborah, right? Hey, Deborah, I know your name is Deborah, right? She'll look at me like, okay, something is wrong. How does that relate to what I'm saying? Is when you walk in God with an awareness that you are on a date with God right now, and everything that you do, even the things that you hide, you know, God is right there. That is embodying the truth. That is living the truth. That goes beyond the intellect. And sometimes, some of us, we live from that place. Depends on what's going on. Sometimes we take ourselves out of alignment based on the choices that we make, the conversation we're having. Because here's the thing, we're never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever in God. We're always in God. But the highest vibration of this Godness, this God sense, is pure love, pure joy, pure ecstasy. And sometimes it can express through your actions. And sometimes you could be very quiet and very still, and you can feel that inner joy. And from that place of joyfulness, how you move about your day, how you interact with people, oh my God, will transform them. In that space, you can have a conversation, you can have a thought, and you dissolve obstacles, you dissolve walls, you dissolve negative thoughts are coming at you, negative energies are coming at you. So the truth is, and you know this, I'm not saying anything that you don't already know. I'm just reminding you, just a reminder, as I remind you as I remind myself, that we are on a date with God every day. But sometimes we're on a date with God, we're sitting in the universal kitchen, around the universal table, and the universal server there, but we're not paying attention to our lover, our beloved God, Goddess, the Spirit. It's like waiting there, just waiting. Whatever you want, I'm here for you. I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm still dealing with this foolishness. Who's this person texting me? I just wish he stopped texting me. This chick gets on my nerves. And your beloved is waiting there saying, how may I serve you? How may I serve you? It's about an inner purging. It's about changing the way we think. It's about a commitment to see with the eyes of God. Even if everything around us is saying something other than what we know to be true. And the more of us that walk, you know, walk in that truth, in that spirit, on a day-to-day basis, there'll be less complaining. There'll be less judgment. Because, first of all, you're going to be in a higher frequency. I mean, your presence would just heal people. I talked about the Oshun goddess. You know, you're walking, male or female, you're walking in your presence. It's like, oh, we see it in people that inspire us. We call it charisma. In the Christian, particularly the African-American Christian tradition, they say the anointing. Generally, people say, oh, that's an old soul, or that child is gifted, or that child is a genius. It is that God light. It is that God essence. And we came here to deliver that God essence, that God light, right where we are right now. So I don't care how much you don't like it, how much you hate it, how much you want to get out of it. It is your responsibility to find a way to shine the light. Now, I hear people who are in a situation that they really need to get out of. Yes. You think of abusive relationships. You shine the light. I find it. In fact, if you're hearing this conversation, you're already shining your light. You're activating the light. Now, finding a way, asking, because you're right now on a date with God, and whatever we're dealing with, you're right now on a date with God. Ask. What is the highest and best way to deal with this? How do I get out of this situation? God, I need help. Sometimes you don't even have to have fancy words. You just have to say, God, I need help. And your mind says, well, yeah, you're one with God. You just be the help. Yes, you be the help. But sometimes on this human plane, you just have to keep it simple. God, I need your help. Because the moment you speak those words into existence, you find yourself being liberated, feeling free, having a new awareness. You know, there's times when you are thinking about something, maybe a challenge you're having, or maybe it's not a challenge, maybe something happened at work, at school, at home, and then you find yourself talking to a friend, and as you talk about it, and you say, "What? Actually, you know what? They said something. Oh, wait, I think what they meant was," then you get a new insight because you're expressing it. You're making room. If you're dealing with a challenge and you keep processing in your own mind, so now I got to do it by myself. I don't want to appear weak. I don't want people to judge me. People, I can't find anybody. You know, you play that over and over and over in your head. You just get stuck in your own mess. And anything that's stuck, anything that's stagnant, anything that just doesn't move just gives us an energy of death. It stinks. But if you can find the courage to talk to someone about it, a healer, a therapist, a doctor, a minister, a good friend. I always emphasize a good friend. A good friend, one who is not going to co-sign your BS, but going to listen and then listen to an inner voice to tell you exactly what they're hearing if you need to, if they need to say at that moment. But if they don't need to say, they can hold the place of love for you. And when we allow ourselves to speak about the things that we don't like, the things that we do like, we catch a new awareness. Why? Because we are on a date with God. Imagine. This exercise for me, I gotta see God. Oh yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is why I got this song, I think. I was gonna say I would see God as a woman who is just that just makes me lose my mind up in here. So I'm gonna see God as the Oshun goddess. Goddess Oshun. Man, you guys caught something with me. That's what I'm going to do now. Whenever I'm going through funk, I just see this Oshun presence in the room saying to me, what's wrong? What are you dealing with? Yeah. What would you ask God? What would you say to God? I want to hear you. 347-426-3346. T is in the house. Mother Wit is in the house. She needs a little bit of healing, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. And everybody else is having some kind of health transformation. Your body is healing, so we're supporting you as you move through it. And we also have Unique Keisha. Is it Unique Keisha or Skater Key? Sky? I don't know. But anyway, and all the silent listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening. There's more. How do you see God? What do you know about God? Who and what is God to you? Do you believe that God is taking notes of the bad things you're doing? Or do you believe God is taking notes of the good things you're doing? So you're going to go to heaven because you've been good on the planet? Are you spending most of your day trying to impress God? Like trying to show off that hopefully if you do something good enough, God will love you just that bit more. Just a little bit more because, oh, look, God, look, Goddess, look what I'm like, little 4 or 5 year old. God, look at what I'm doing. You like it? When you reflect on your life, how does God fit in it? How does Spirit fit in it? How does Source fit in it? We're going to take a break and take a call or calls. And Celeste wants to read something. Well, yeah, she wants to read something. Let's take a break. And let's take a break. It's kind of challenging sometimes when you hear your voices in the middle of a conversation. Can y'all just stop talking for a minute? I know I'm crazy. My brother, we're coming to you in a minute. We're going to take a break because I know when you show up, you stare the pot. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. What are you moving through? What are you releasing? What is moving inside of you that you want to share with us? What's your gift on this planet? Why do you exist? Why are you here? I know you're more than you're more than what you post on social network. Because, you know, the greatest gift we can give ourselves, and I'm not even suggesting, encouraging, that we put all our drama on Facebook, unless you want to, Twitter and all the other social media sites. We can do that. But the best gift we can give each other is the gift of authenticity. Why? Because your security is in your authenticity. And when you live from a place of authenticity, you support others. You help others heal. And people will say to you, thank you for sharing that. That is saying yes to love.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That is the mission, to keep spreading the love. For more information about a sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Do you want to transform your life mentally, physically, and spiritually? Or maybe you want to understand how to strengthen your professional and personal life? Well, Reiki Services is proud to announce its Holistic Transformation Expo on October 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Horizon School in Atlanta, located at 1900 DeKalb Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. To find out more information about this transformation of a lifetime, go to www.reikiservices.com. That's www.reikeeservices.com. Spiritually, Reiki your life and open doors to new opportunities.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet, because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again. Because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at Eight Radio Show. Today's theme, today's conversation is around, we're asking you a question. If you had a date with God, what would you say? What would you ask? How would you show up? Would you hide your issues or would you bring it all to the table? Would you show up naked, vulnerable, authentic, or would you put on your best attire, best makeup so that God doesn't see that you got ish going on in your world? And God's like, my child, relax. My beloved, come here. I see you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Deborah, I'm feeling to come to you. Let me know if you're in a place that you can have a conversation. Spirit, tell them to come to you. That you got something to say, but you don't want to press 1. So Spirit say, tell her you're coming to her, and if she can talk, if she's in a place where it's not noisy, to press 1. And so let's see. Let me do this. I'm getting a note. Okay, let me go to Flacco. Flacco, oops, I didn't mean to say that. You can't be putting Flacco on deck. What happened to Deborah? Oh, there she is. I knew she had something to say. Don Wolf, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well.
What say you? What are you feeling? What do you have to share with us today? Because you always bring that sacred medicine.
Well, I was creeped out at first. When I heard the title, my first thought was, "Oh hell no!" But then I knew.
I ain't going to no date with God. Shoddy.
But I know that you're a magician, and I said I'm going to sit and I'm going to listen really carefully to this. Put aside that weird, creepy stuff that I thought was going to come. Because, you know, what was creepy was and God. And I started thinking about all these women I used to meet in the church. Fine as all get up and go. Open their mouth and you running out the door because they're talking about, oh, no, I'm married to Jesus. And those are the strangest women. Never heard a man say that. I always heard women say that.
Can you imagine? Okay. God bless you.
And, you know, I had some other creepy thoughts. And but you, I kept listening and listening, and I kept thinking about what you were saying. But I said, I'm not gonna play with this. Until you asked another question. And for me, it was a pivotal question. And it, you said, if you had a date with God, what would you hide? Well, I had to change my perception of the word date. I kept thinking about romance and all that stuff. And initially, the second thing I had trouble with, the idea and hidden inside the question was my relationship with the Creator. I don't think mostly in terms of way down the way after I die and tomorrow. I don't know where to go inside myself, outside, and not have the presence of the Creator. And all the questions I have, I always put them out. No matter how much fear or anger or rage, curiosity or pain that I have. I have the conversations. Then there's what transpires when I do a ceremony or ritual, that's another conversation. But your question today, like probe stuck right inside of me because I began to relive my life when I was a Christian, when I was a young, earnest Christian, Bible in hand, I was always studying, always thinking, which got me in trouble in the church because I learned the hard way over the years, particularly in my teens, my 20s, that even though Paul admonished and said you need to study to show yourself approved, that was not the practice. Mm-hmm. The Creator, the one who gives us life, no matter how we avoid it intellectually or try to st- all our death. We're all going to go there. We're all going to have to stand there. And what's going to happen, what's going to be said, does it depend on our perception of who the Creator is, what is said or unsaid? If our life is filled with the fear of judgment and our shortcomings, will that tenor the conversations or how we see the Creator? Will our emotional state, our energetic bodies, low or high, murky or full of light, will that be the same on the other side? Or will we, as you described, going down to Fallopian tube, coming out and being popped by the doctor, and then you come out and you said many of us don't remember most of why we came. Well, I know that. Well, back to your question, you said, and I had to write this down. It's not for memory. I wrote this down because you're so cotton picking fast.
I try to slow down. I keep telling myself, slow down. Trust me, in my head, I'm like, slow down, slow down, slow down.
Well, you might get better. But I can imagine if you met the Creator, you would run off, and he'd be like, oh, so, stop. Write this down. You're going too fast. But you said if you had a date with God, what would you hide? And it hit me very hard that many people, entire conception of God, from every place you go, is dominated by fear, and it's a fear of judgment. Mm-hmm. And since in this particular time of my life, I'm going through a series of deaths going on around me, friends and family, other than my mother, and I keep listen, I'm paying attention. I got off the phone this morning talking with somebody very close to me whose brother suddenly died. Well, she's a wisdom keeper. She didn't have those type of fears. But I keep hearing that. And when I, over the years, I would say before, I remember when I was deeply involved in the church, and I'm standing there, I'm seeing myself in my 20s, and I remember being assaulted by the fears that I had. They were matched by the people all around me. And one of the deepest fears is death. Mm. People are terrified of death. And when I've looked at it over the decades, I tie it in again. I can tie it into different things. Since let's stay with Christianity, and I see all the teachings that lead people to have their assessments of things tainted by the fears that they are taught to be a part of being a Christian, being a person, being a man, or being a woman. And so the idea of talking to God means you have to die. And there is an entire, feeling, doctrine, that is subtly and openly given to people inside of the Puritan ethic, inside of the Puritan teachings. That's at the root of American culture, is the Puritan teaching. The Puritan teachings is steeped in that. Your question inspires fear. It terrifies people because your judgment comes in there. And and so if we had a sit down, we'd have to go through a process. And again, I remind you, I'm remembering myself because I remember this. I remember sitting down terrified of that. And I remember how hard it was to go through all of that to come to the place where I am right now, where it's easy or I can play a lot. But my heart goes out because I know that very well. So I don't have anything conclusive to say. I just want to put that on. Because play as we might, that was a beautiful, that's not even the right word. That was just the right thing to say because most people are not going to, don't want to get into public discussions about this. And I can tell by the tone of your voice that you were respecting that, but you gave a lot to think about. And then the last thing you did that you didn't mean to do this, but the commercial came on with the Peace Corps. And they said, yes. I wrote this down, and I've heard it before, but then it hit me this time. And the guy said, life is calling, how far will you go?
That's right.
And that question, yeah, I think, is the question that is asked when we decide to come in here, and that's, that question is going to be laced in the conversation with the Creator, but it'll be coming from the Creator to us. Mm. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do. I love you. I love how you break things down, how you break things down, because I'm like, yeah, this man is listening.
It's fascinating.
You're listening. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. To me, you're like, you know, I got to take some calls, but you're like, you know, there was a time when they were doing, what they call it about musicians, magicians. They said they kind of show you how they do what they do. There was a program, I think it was on TLC, and they show you what they do. So, for me, you are the kind of person that just kind of breaks it down and says, oh, this is the thread that was all woven together. And, I appreciate your conversation. And, yes, the whole thing about fear and what we hide from God, from ourselves, and from other people, that keeps us more in bondage than anything else. I'm with you, man. How far will you go? That is the question.
That's
how far will you go? How far will you go on a date with God? Don't answer that, Stone Wolf.
I'm gonna sit back and I'm gonna go on the porch and get me a cigar out of the humidor. I'm gonna sit back and listen until I gotta go.
Okay.
But I appreciate you.
Yes.
I love you to
Thank
life.
Thank you, my brother.
And I dig
love
what
you
do.
Too. Peace
All
and
right.
blessings. Thank you, my brother. Love you. Yes, let's go to my dear friend Deborah, I just feel Spirit telling me to come to you. What's bubbling up for you?
Well, when I first started hearing you talking about this conversation, it immediately brought to mind this book that I read recently called Dinner with God, where a lady wrote about that she got a letter saying that God was coming to dinner, and she had to get a certain number of people. They all had to wear whatever it is they wanted God to see them in and bring whatever food it was that they wanted God to taste. And just reading that book and your conversation is so similar on how we want to show God our best, yet not understanding that God is with us, as us, in us, around us, all the time. And as it's said, there's no spot where God is not. That includes your thoughts, your feelings, your projection of the future, everything. God is already there. So when you ask the question, what would you want to talk about with God? It's more or less, well, I've already talked about everything with God, but what would excite me more than anything is the two-way conversation, the understanding that there will be an answer that meets my human requirement, my human need to hear a voice speaking back to me. I mean, God speaks to us in our hearts and in our deep recesses of our subconsciousness, and we can accept that to some extent when we pray. But just the excitement and the exhilaration of an answer to a question, a two-way conversation, someone that is God is saying something back to us that's that we've been yearning for confirmation often, because it's something we already know, that we've been yearning for direction or guidance that we already know.
Mm-hmm.
So what the excitement is all about is confirmation. And it really is. Mm-hmm. It's excitement that we're on the right track. It's the excitement of God has really been with me and hearing me all the time. This is not just smoke and mirrors. Because, you know, no matter how many people say that they have this belief in God, or how spiritual they say they are, or how in-depth they are into their spirituality, everyone, I believe, has a mustard seed of doubt. Just a mustard seed of doubt. And having that conversation would be what I would think anyone would see as the ability to get rid of the mustard seed and say that they know that they know that they know that they know, because I have talked to God myself. I have heard his voice. He's responded to me. He has given me free range to understand everything of which I had question for.
Right.
And I think that that's the excitement of it all.
I love what you brought up. Well, actually, before I forget, so the name of that book is called Dinner with God.
Do you remember the author's name?
No, but I can look it up real quick right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
okay,
an
cool.
awesome book because it really gets you to thinking. And even though the people that came to the dinner came, you know, because they were friends of hers or they loved her, what they found is that they shared a love, that there was an overpowering feeling of love that this union bought. And she, you know, charges everyone to do this, to have this type of a get together. It's by it's called Dinner for God, and it's by Ramey Scaroni.
Okay. Okay, it could go something. Yeah, let's just send me the link. Well, okay, so listeners, if you want to pick that up, there you have it. You know, there's something else I want to go to, Deborah, that you said that I really, that, I mean, it's like this, how do I put this? You know this as a minister, as a student of truth, as, you know, a lover of life, that you will hear something and you will speak it out to somebody or people, and it's sometimes they say back to you and you hear what you said differently. You're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about a two-way conversation, now, I thought about this, you know, because I was maybe I can say wrestling with my mind about helping me and the listeners to just put aside the idea that we are one with God, that we know that, you know, like you said, there's still that mustard seed of fear, of doubt. But so to be able to just put all the intellectual thing beliefs out and just sit in that place where maybe, yeah, there's sometimes where we doubt what we get. And you talked about the two-way conversation, you know, and what I saw is to make it real, practicalize it, is if you think of your lover, your beloved, your husband, your wife, like they can be, maybe they went on a vacation or a job took them to another country. You don't get to talk to them regularly. You know they're there. Sometimes you get to talk on text. But it's another thing to say, well, you know, my job is, I just left Nigeria, now I'm going to Italy, but I have a stopover in New York and you meet me there. It's one thing to sit with them and talk and hear their voice, and then they got to go. And the closeness of people, it's all about vibrations, all about energy. So what you gave back to me is the essence of this question that I'm asking, if you had a date with God, putting ourselves in a place where we can have a two-way conversation. I think Ron Wolf was talking about, I am fascinated with death. And in my fascination with death, I'm having a conversation with God. It's like, I don't want to have a health challenge and die after come back. No. Let it happen while in my dream, while I'm sleeping. You know, that kind of experience. And what I want to know on a deep level, from, you know, just with all my senses, is what is it like when you're dead and you're looking back on this plane? You know, we have the Danian Brinklings. We have David Bennett, people who've had near-death experience, people who died and came back. We have, Eben Alexander, the doctor who died, who didn't believe there's life after death. You know, we have people going and coming back, talking about they heard this beautiful music. But, you know, being able to have that two-way conversation where we can bring the things about us that we are so ashamed about. We can bring our fears. We can bring our doubts. We can bring our insecurities. Oh, my God, there's so much power in that space and so much freedom.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
But I can't imagine sitting before God and in the presence of God and not feeling like, wow, that was really silly to be so down on myself and to think that God would judge me. Look at how much God loves me no matter what.
You know, a mutual friend of ours, John Stringer, and I can share this because I know he would share this, and he shared it before. He talked about an experience where he was part of a community, and he was like fundamentalist Christian, telling people they need Jesus, and I mean, he was doing it hard. And anyway, fast forward, he had this experience. He had a mind-altering substance that is really natural, and that's why it's legal in some countries, in some states now. But he had one experience, and that was all he needed.
But what he, one of the experiences, what happened to him in that experience was, he said he became so in touch with so much love that all he could do was cry. He said he was just bawling. He said because he realized the thing that he was, that he did, and so much love, he felt ashamed. But there was so much love coming at him that that love was so overwhelming that all he could do was cry. So I understand what you're saying. You know, I'm not necessarily looking for a mind-altering substance, and if I am, I'm not going to say that out loud on the air anyway. But, you know, I feel like I want to have that experience that goes beyond my intellect and what my belief system, and have a two-way conversation. And, of course,
yes,
I'm sure I'll share it, but just for me, just for me. And go ahead. I'm
well,
coming
you know,
to you, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there are no coincidences, so let me
– Go ahead.
Yeah, let me say this one last thing, and then I've got to run too. But it's no coincidence that as I signed on to listen to you, I was also on the computer looking for another book to listen to on tape. And I love Michael Newton's books, you know, Journey of the Soul, Destiny of the Soul, because
yes.
it talks about lives
yes.
between lives. And I found another one that I wanted, that I'm going to listen to next, called I think it's Lifeline or something like that. But in these experiences going through the life between life, it's getting past that point where we are released from this human experience that all knowledge is available to us. We don't have any questions because we have all the answers. That sounds like the experience that you're looking for or seeking or would like to have. And it sounds as if it is a possibility and available if you're interested in pursuing it.
Trust me, I'm doing some work. Yeah, I'm doing work. Because I know that there's more beyond what I know. And when I say know intellectually, what I know on a subconscious level, what I know, I mean, I for me, it's like, I want that moment, because all it takes is a moment to be a one with all knowing, to just completely know beyond knowing, you know, where you're just just taken over by all of that. And just by getting in touch with that knowing, it transforms everything about you without having to do anything, because you're now, oh, I'm having a spiritual orgasm. God is good. I'm loving this date with God. I'm taking it to the whole new level. Deborah, thank you very much. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thank you for being available. And we got to meet soon now. You know, I think we're overdue. We need to hang out. Oh, what you doing this Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yes, come to the conference. Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm doing a
workshop.
Oh, there's
a conference?
Yes.
Okay, send me the details. And
I'm going to play the details for you right now. I'm going to play the details for people who didn't hear. Yeah, I'll play the details, and then we'll come back to Mother with. Thanks, Deborah.
All right, thank you.
I'm loving this date with God. Yeah, I might need to take a break. Okay, Mother Wit, I'm going to come back to you. And if you want to join in the conversation, you've got time. Actually, let's see. What am I going to do? I don't know yet. I'm going to play the conference that's happening in Atlanta this Saturday. I'm going to be facilitating the workshop. Is how to tune into your intuition. I'm also going to be doing readings and doing everything that I do, drumming, and I make myself available. And so for those who want to know, let me play that real quick right now. So you can get your pen and paper right now. Here we go. Ready? Go.
Do you want to transform your life mentally, physically, and spiritually? Or maybe you want to understand how to strengthen your professional and personal life? Well, Reiki Services is proud to announce its Holistic Transformation Expo on October 12th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Horizon School in Atlanta, located at 1900 DeKalb Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. To find out more information about this transformation of a lifetime, go to www.reikiservices.com. That's www.reikeeservices.com. Spiritually, Reiki your life and open doors to new opportunities.
That's right. I'll be there to support you on that journey and other practitioners. Some of them were here yesterday, Brother Kaya, Brother Kasembe, and Mama Oluri. Oluri, what's that? Oluri. Oluri, there you go. Oluri. Uri Yomi, she's going to be there, also known as Mama Yeye, the embodiment of the goddess of Oshun. Yes, the goddess of love. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are taking your call 3426-3346, 347-426-3346. So I'm going to take a call. Let me take my Mother Witt's call, and then we've got something to share with you before we release the show. And so, show, Mother Witt, Valerie, how are you?
I've got a cold from kissing my granddaughter, but other than that,
I'm
okay.
Slow down. How are you, Mother Witt?
I am well, but I
There you
cold.
Go. That's it. Nothing else. Just because you have a whole cold doesn't mean, what? Just because you have a cold doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. You're just healing. So we're loving you. We're embracing you. And we're just joining. I'm asking all the listeners right now to just send Mother with some love and supporting your immune system to do what they do. As they tell you, rest, rest, and rest, so we can do the work. Don't be blaming on your grandchildren. Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to thank you for this show because it is a very powerful show. And as I was doing some things, going through my feed, I just want to read a little short thing from Anthony Robbins. He says, in order to accomplish anything, we need a sense of certainty. Our references help us to build this important emotional state. However, if we have no experience in doing something, how can we be certain about it? Realize you're not limited to your actual experience. Your imagination has unlimited references to support you. And so when you're speaking of this date with God, we need to see ourselves having breakfast, lunch, and dinner with God. We need to see ourselves having, let me call God. We need to see ourselves constantly being in that presence and communicating and receiving, the wisdom that we need. And it's so wild that you are bringing up Oshun, who is the goddess of love. And in my beingness right now, I am the goddess Yemaya and Oya have come because they're bringing about change and transformation. Mm-hmm. So, there are many gods and there are many faces to God. And each face has a different voice, and we need to learn to speak with those voices, just like you were saying, what would you wear, what would you fear, and the sister said, God sees all, he's in all, so there is no hiding, so for you to even pretend is an affront to the God within and to the God without. So just be yourself and know that that's good enough. And you can engage those conversations and you can go on those dates. You can have those private dates, even if you just need to snatch 3 minutes in the bathroom at work or where at school or wherever. You go and you create those moments. You create that date. And that's aligning and attuning yourself. So that's a good practice for that. I just want to say thank you for the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your wisdom and insights. Thank you. Yes. Taking time to be with God, taking time to be with your beloved. it's like, I need to text my beloved. I need to call my beloved. I need to check on my beloved. That brings us back into alignment. It's like the steering wheel driving the car. You find yourself going over the line and just gently pull yourself back. So when you're moving through life and you feel yourself straddling the line or you feel sleepy, just kind of you do whatever you need to do, but you just wake up, move the steering wheel, and you say, Jesus, take the wheel. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Jesus, take the wheel. My friend, it's been so long. Hello, Life Coach Day.
Hey.
You need to tell them why you're laughing from Jesus Takes the Wheel. Jesus Takes
the
Wheel.
There's something I post on my wall. For those who are not friends with me, I mean, I think you have access to it anyway. She just type in Ade Anifowose, ADE ANIFOWOSE. I post something on the wall, and there's a video, kind of like, I don't know if it's a video, but it's a picture of this guy driving, playing the song Jesus Take the Wheel, and then he lets go of the steering wheel, and this other guy comes on with beard. Their imagination or their idea of Jesus taking the wheel, but it's better seeing than listening to me describe it.
But you saw it, which is why you were laughing. Hello, family.
Yep.
I came.
It's Celeste. It's the lady with the voice. It's Celeste. How are you doing? Oh, Celeste is on the radio. Julie, Celeste is on the radio.
Okay.
I'm in a consistent state of healing, but so happy to be with you. And with everything that's moving in my life, there is something that came through today that you actually wrote that I wanted to share with the listening audience because it filled me so much. If you didn't know already, Daily Thoughts from the Hill for the month of October and also upcoming for the month of December is Life Coach Ade. And he wrote something so on time that I just thought it was in perfect alignment for being on a date with God. Because when you're on a date with God, you really are standing on holy ground. So I want to share that. Yes. So, let me share this. I am standing on holy ground. When the storm of life is raging, remember that right where you are, God is. In the midst of insurmountable challenges, remember that there is a presence within that will not be moved. There is a power within you that can and is handling all that concerns you. When you are going through a tumultuous experience, it is the perfect time to sharpen your faith by tapping into your ability to imagine the things that are not seen. In Hebrews, we are told that the things which are seen came to be through which are not seen. I get still and feel the stillness of God reassure me that all is well in my life, that the breakdowns are nothing more than a dying of old thought forms, and I am being prepared for a newness beyond what my physical eyes can see and my logical mind can understand. I know that God can only do for me what God can do through me. I relax and know that God is in control. I stand tall and know that I am indeed standing on holy ground. I say yes, and I allow my good to be revealed in divine time. Thank you, zeal in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And thank you, Life Coach Ade, for those powerful, downloaded, channeled words, which you wrote a couple months ago. And it's right.
I know, right? That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, it what touches me even more is when as you mentioned, and Daily Thoughts from the Hill is a daily devotion from Hillside International Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The website address is hillsideinternational.org. You can get your copy, you can get a hard copy or subscribe, and they'll send it to you on the email. I write for the alternate month. So it's October, December, February, which is a month of love. Oh my God, I'm excited about that. But anyway, so I'm a co-author. There's somebody else that writes the other month, of course. So you can subscribe. And but as I listen to you read that, I am in awe. I am in gratitude. It's like, wow. I mean, even talking about standing on holy ground and being on a date with God, for me, it's connected. It's like, you know, the idea of if I'm on a date with God, what would I hide? Would I be nervous? Would I show up fully? But if I remember that I am on holy ground, if I remember what Deborah was saying, it's like there's no thoughts that I can think that God doesn't hear. There's no prayer that I can pray that God doesn't answer.
There's nothing that I'm going through that God doesn't know. So in there, I already know I'm on holy ground. So even if I have doubt about how things are going to show up, I can go back to that default program. Say, my operating system is I am standing on holy ground. So to hear that and just, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful for all that is happening through and as me. I don't understand it. I just surrender to it. I don't need to understand it, because if I try to understand it, I'll do too much thinking. I just say yes. And, yeah, so thank you for sharing that and gifting me my gift. But it's all of our gifts, you know, because you only get to keep what you give away.
Indeed. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And trustfully, you'll be back next week with announcements, making me work hard and celestial moments.
Well, let me let you know, 7 is running today, which is the number of mystical power. Ruled by Neptune. So go out into the deep and get ready for the haul.
Yes. Get ready. Yes. Thank you, Celeste.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
And so we have Sherry Cortland joining us next week, right? What day is she joining us?
She's coming on Tuesday, our dear, beautiful friend who taught us new language around relationship villains and helped us to open to windows of opportunity and getting in direct communication with spirit. Sherry Cortland is a friend to the show. She's been here like two times, I think. She hasn't been here in a while. Yeah.
Right.
I love me some Sherry. She has a very childlike quality with her spirituality. Mm-hmm. It just welcomes mm-hmm. everybody in. So get mm-hmm. ready for her, for sure.
Yes. Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure,
my friend. Thank you.
Get back to work.
Okay, I'm getting back to work. Busting some sweats. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at the radio show. And, you know, life is simple. I know it's not always easy, but it's because we overthink it. And Celeste was just talking about Sherry Cortland. Celeste and I were talking about Sherry Cortland. And she has a book called Spiritual Toolbox. And in this book, there's a CD that takes you through steps of honoring our light, releasing and forgiving, access Akashic record, connect with higher self, connect with guides, crystal meditation, quick chakra balancing, seed sound, chakra balancing meditation. And this book is full with all kind of tools that can help you navigate through life. And the idea, really, the book, the conversation that we're having, the guests that we bring, is really to support all of us, to support ourselves as we move through life. Life is not for wimps. And spiritual path is for gladiators. You know? So while you're on a date with God, with the goddess, on a date with spirit, and a date with Source. I'm being told that Sherry asked, are you ready to put on your big light worker pants? Pants or panties? Yeah, she better not be asking no panties, because I don't care. I know who I am. I honor the feminine in me, but I ain't wearing no panties. Well, only if my soul transformation is dependent on it. And only if nobody's going to tell my secret. Only if it's going to stay with God. But anyway, make sure you join us, because it is time to step up, to live what we know. It's no longer time to wait or get all the information. Of course, there's some information you need. There's some things you need to, you know, Mother Witt talked about, certainty. There's some things you got to be certain about, you know, how you're going to get there. You know what you need. But if you're waiting for the bigger picture for you to now go to on this date with God, if you're waiting to have, I got a date with God, but I ain't got my paycheck yet, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to go because I need some new clothes, or I need to wash my car, or I need to go to the most expensive restaurant. Just let all that go. You know, it's just an analogy, of course. I'm sure you get it. The time is now. It's time for us to show up And when we see crazy things going on in the world, crazy things like a government shutdown, mass murder, when you see a woman who is depressed and doing crazy things and he has a daughter in a car, things that we know about or that some of us know about, some of us don't even know anything about it until later we find out on Facebook. When we see people getting just getting off about somebody else doing what they choose to do, and they're only responsible for themselves, and I'm talking about Miley Cyrus. People want to talk about what she's doing. She's going to clean up. It's none of your business. Your only responsibility is to educate, inspire, and guide your children so they may know how to be a responsible citizen for themselves. I'm not saying Miley's not. Miley's doing just what she needs to do. And I don't care. You can bring your argument. Well, she has young listeners. Well, did you tell your listeners, the people, did you tell your children that people grow up? I mean, there's so many examples of the child stars. And when they grow up, because they must find themselves, they spend most of their lives, or most of their lives, in front of a camera, being something that they're not. And didn't have, maybe not all of them, but enough. Whatever, you can qualify it. I'm not even going to try and get politically do political correctness. I'm generalizing. They spend their lives in front of a camera performing, entertaining. They'll always have a space for them to be with themselves. Sometimes they have to be on. They often always have to be on their A game. If they're at the airport, at a restaurant, they can't do the kind of things that you do. If you're walking down the street, nobody knows who you are, but they have to be on. They have to have the best dress on. So let the child go through what she needs to go through. Let her purge whatever she needs to purge. And if you believe that she's so powerful that she's affecting your life, you may need to upgrade your life. And if you really feel in your spirit that she's on a destructive path, well, don't join in the judgment and criticism. Be a healer. Lift her up. See the best in her. Don't go into where all that money and they lose their mind. They say money is the root of all evil. No, you are the root of all evil because you're talking that mess. Be part of the blessing. Be part of the healing. What's your judgment of self and others? Remind yourself of who you are. And every time, wake up in the morning, go on a date with God in the afternoon, in the evening. Mother Witt said to go to the bathroom. I was like, whoa, whoa, where are you going with that? But I understand. She was just saying, go in a place where you can get quiet. And honor the things that happen in the bathroom. Honor the things that happen in the bedroom. And it doesn't have to be a dirty thing. Honor your sexuality. Honor your human self. When you honor your humanity, you can bring it all to God. And may we find the courage to bring all of ourselves to the table. The table of love, the table of transformation, the table of life. May we all be courageous enough to confess our sins, to confess our insecurities, to express our vulnerability. May we have people who can support us as we grow and transform. It can be done. We're talking about this is the golden age where it's a unity consciousness. You know that for it to happen, it needs humans to be part of it too. It's not a process that just happens without you. You have to be the unity. You have to be the alchemist that's changing lead to gold so you become part of the golden age. That you get to see your own value. You get to share yourself with someone. You get to be the healing. And the truth is, when you focus on your own awakening, you really don't have any time to judge others. You don't. It's almost time to release the show. Whew. And I thank all of you for listening. Those of you that call in, Don Wolf, Deborah, Mother Witt, Celeste. Those of you that are listening, Keisha. Is it Keisha? Tell me.
call in and just tell me. Just do that, since you're uniquely Key or Ka. I think it's Keisha. Let me see. I think it's Keisha. Let me see. Tia. Tia's in the chat room, too. You've got silent listeners. And I thank you all. Yvette is hiding. Keisha. It is Keisha. So if you don't tell me, I already know who you are. I know who you is. I know you're unique. We all are, and we're here to deliver that unique gift. Share the show with your friends, with your lovers, with your haters, because you really don't have haters. They're just simply misguided cheerleaders. You don't have enemies. It's all in your thoughts. It's just you. You're you making it up. You have power and authority to direct your life. And it's less about doing, but more about being. Being the truth. Being the light. Being the healing. Being the compassion. Being the one that creates a space for understanding. I'll be back live for the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. And, before that, I'll be back live. Well, the show is syndicated on Within Radio this every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let me see. What song are we playing? Celeste, I want to hear your thought. Let me see. Oh, somebody wants to say something. We got a call from Philly. Let's go. Let's find out what Keisha has to say. Is it Keisha? Uniquely.
It's Kaisha.
Kaisha. Thank you for correcting me. I don't like messing people's name up. How
it's
are you doing,
okay.
Kaisha?
I go by, I'm good. I go by Kai, though. This is easier to remember.
Okay, good. Which one do you like, Kai or Kaisha?
It depends on the situation.
No, that's right. We ain't got time to talk about the situation. Okay, so get ready to release the show. What's on your mind? What do you want to leave with us before we release the show today?
I just wanted to say thank you. I just happened to stumble upon the show, and what a great discovery. So thank you for just for everything that you said, and it resonated with me. So good experience.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being courageous and say, okay, I'm just going to call in. He's calling me out.
No problem.
Thanks for listening, and make sure you come back now.
Will do. Thank you.
And if you don't, I'll track you down.
Well, now you know what my real name is, so I can't hide.
Right. Where are you? The show is about to start. All right, talk to you later.
Great, thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Yes, we're getting ready to release the show. I think I found a song I'm going to play. Let me see what Celeste is suggesting. What do I need to tell you? Oh, yes, this Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern, my new show. It's not new. Well, it is new. This will be the second episode on 1-2 Radio. To find out more, go to 1-2radio.com. I come on at 10 p.m. Eastern, playing music. You get to see the other side of Life Coach Ade. I'm doing Celeste's voice. And of course, I'm going to be at Reiki Services Conference this Saturday, doing workshops and just doing what I do. But whatever you do, make sure you devote. No, I'm not playing that song. Make sure you focus on love. Speaking of love. Well, no. Celeste want me to play Calling Me. I won't play that. I'll play it on my show on Saturday. Okay, Celeste. But It's all been said. And make sure you join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Celeste, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And that's it. You know, now take everything that you've heard that's inspired you and be the change you want to see. And I want to play this song because we're talking about Oshun the Goddess. And we're going to go to a choir. No, it's a nice song, but I don't feel like playing that. I'm really feeling this because we're talking about Oshun. And this is Agape Choir. They're talking about Ashe, Ashe. I know they say Ashe, Ashe. But I'm a Nigerian, so I have to say it the right way. You know, it's kind of, think about it. It's like if you're Spanish, right, and you went to another, well, yeah, you're Spanish and you can speak English, you speak other language, and you go to another country and they say the word slightly different, being a Spanish person, you're going to say it the way you say it. Who are you trying to convince, life coach Ade? I don't know. People in my head, I have issues. But I'm with God, so I'm going to let it all hang out. Agape Choir. To find out more about them, go to agapelive.com, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith, Ricky Byers Beckwith. And tonight is a good night for you to hang out with Agape, agapelive.com, 10 p.m. Eastern, where they're doing their thing. This is Asher. My life is a good life. Your life is a good life. And you never, ever have to be afraid. And even if you're afraid, even if you're doubting, even if you're fearful, it's okay. Trust God because God is with you. There is no spot where God is not. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And I just invite you to be love. It is the nature of who you are. It is your true nature. Be love, be true to yourself, and be love. And, yeah, it's time to release the show. I'm being spoken to. It's time to get out of here. I love this song. Asher. My life. Oh, sorry. Oops. My mic is still open. Ade, do your thing. Thank you, God, for this moment. Thank you, listening, for tuning in. She's been blessed.
Life is good. Ashe, my life is good. Ashe, my life is good. Amen, amen. My heart is a good heart. Amen.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.